Bill's reception. They did a great job here, Eileen and Diane. They did an awesome job here. And Sue. And I'm really glad to see her happy. Miss Adele. Oh, Adele too. But I haven't seen Nacho this happy in a long time. So Bill must be good for her. I guess I'm just gonna that song for whoever gets it next now.
Alright, thank you, Mr. Chris.
Thank you.
We will now have our first toast given by Bill's longtime friend. Please welcome the best man, Mr. Brandon Weller.
Good evening. I'm Brandon, Bill's best man. And on behalf of Bill and Nacho, thank you all for coming. We're here for a couple reasons tonight. One, to celebrate the union between Bill and Nacho. And second, the fact that someone has finally managed to persuade Bill to use the brake pedal. I've known Bill for many years, and if he's half as good of a husband as he is a friend, I'm not sure you're a very lucky lady. Bill's the kind of guy who was always there for you. I always had your back in a sticky situation, and would always get you to your destination on time. I'm so happy to see that you found the one to go home to, the one that makes you smile, and the one that can drive you to traffic court. Can we all raise our glasses?
Cheers.
To Bill and Nacho, may you know nothing but happiness from this day forward. Congratulations.
And now to present the next toast. Please show your love for Nashville's sister and maid of honor, Miss Eileen Rivera.
I really didn't prepare anything, but when I first met Bill, he actually was not introduced to us. This was before he actually was introduced to the family. He knew when we went to church, and we used to sit at church. And Nacho would be like, Bill's back there, Bill's back there. And I turn around and I'm like, oh, Bill's back there. After about a month, I'm like, oh my God, my sister has a stalker. But after about a month and a half, we were introduced, and I am so glad that Bill came into my sister's life. When I see them, I see two sides of a coin, and they're really good for each other. I see the yin and the yang. And I hope them nothing but happiness. And that's it for my speech.
Thank you. Thank you, Brandon. And before we begin the meal this evening, we'll have a prayer given by Bill's uncle. Would you please welcome Mr. George Didier?
Good evening, everyone. As he said, I am Bill's uncle. And I want to reflect just for a moment because I've been with Bill since he was a little baby. In fact, it was 28 years ago next month that I baptized little Billy. His name was Billy then. One of the true blessings and honors, if you're 50 and older, you can agree with me maybe on this, that to see our sons and daughters, our nieces, our nephews, and the next generation grow and mature, as this couple has, and I know Bill, is truly amazing and a blessing of life. And I want to give an attribute to Bill for that, and watching him mature and grow. And what a blessing for all of us, and I think at 50 and over, to see the next generation of life in a Christian way, to be able to be mature, make decisions and commitments with their lives. So to the best of both of you, may we pray.